So the Baltimore Orioles on August the 13th finally get their first walk-off win of the year, thanks to Jackson Holliday. Ninth inning, two-out single. Dylan Carlson with two outs gets the base hit, a key base hit. And, you know, we could talk about that, but the Mariners, one run on six hits in night one. Three runs on six hits. The Orioles have held them to four runs on 12 hits in the first two games of the series.
Well, we've had some really good pitching. Really good pitching. I mean, Trevor Rogers is looking outstanding. Kramer's putting up, you know, putting out good outings, going deep. Rogers went deep yesterday. I mean, this has been very encouraging. You know, at this point in the season, it's nice to see. Yeah, not giving up many runs. Sadly, they lost one when they gave up one. But they're still playing. You know, the pitching has really come through. And it was, I can't believe it was their first walk-off of the year, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
That had been talked about a lot, I think, lately because they had a couple of opportunities to get it, and they failed. Their extra inning wins have all been on the road. But it was good that they finally got it. Jackson Holliday, his first walk-off at-bat situation. He had never been in a walk-off situation before last night. And I thought it was great that Dylan Carlson comes up with two outs. He gets the base hit. It goes right over the second baseman's glove. And then Jackson Holliday, on a 1-2 pitch, gets the base hit that goes in the corner. It was almost like, you know, you heard Jim Palmer say, if he gets one extra base hit to the wall, Dylan Carlson has enough speed to score from it. And then a couple of pitches later, he hits one perfectly, almost as if he threw it in that area. It goes down the right field line, rattles in that right field wall area, giving Dylan Carlson just enough time to score and give the Orioles the win. So hats off to them. But the pitching has been outstanding. Last night, another performance. Dean Kramer on Tuesday. Last night, Trevor Rogers again goes seven innings, giving up one run on four hits, striking out six, walking none. This guy has been so good this year. You're hoping that it's for real. But the more you see him, the more you believe it's for real.
I believe it's real. It's been a long sample size now. He's looking really good. I mean, and he's faced a good team here. He's pitching well. He's consistently pitching well. His ERA is like 1.4. I mean, he's 1.43 after last night. He's really looking good, which takes a lot of sting out of Stowers doing so well in Miami, but he's looking really good. And it's nice because now, you know, as we try to figure out what's next for this team, you know, you've got some people look like you can rely on, like Rogers and then Kramer and the like, and hopefully Eflin's healthy and after this season. So who knows? I'm looking at Sarasota 26.
His worst ERA month was June. He had a 2.87 ERA in June. That's because he gave up three runs against the Tampa Bay Rays in Tampa. If you remember that, that's when the Orioles went up 8-0 and lost 12-8. Wow. And you were kind of worried in that because that was like his second start, if I'm not mistaken. That was his second start. That's after the Boston start. It took him almost a month to get that start. And you were kind of worried because of that. Well, the reason why that's significant is that's the only game, number one, where he pitched fewer than five innings, and the only game where he gave up more than two runs.
Right.
Other than that, he's not giving up more than two runs the rest of the season. You see efforts of eight innings.
That's incredible, actually.
Yeah. The game after that, he pitched against Texas, went eight innings, giving up none. And then the game after that, two runs once again against Texas. He's been guy's been unbelievable.
Yeah. No, he has. He's been really unbelievable. And just – and kind of quietly, I don't think people started to notice until a couple of starts ago. Now it's like, wait a minute, he's really, really pitching well. And I don't know if people kind of paid attention early because it was, you know, so distracted by everything else that's going on, the injury after injury and watching Stowers light it up and people complaining about that move and, you know, all the negativity around it. But Trevor Rogers has been playing consistently well. And now, you know, if this was a full season at this point, you're talking about, you know, Cy Young Award pitching. If you have ERA is 1.43, I mean, you're not going to get much better than that. So kind of cool.
Very cool. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And True, Wallace, no, not enough starts for a Cy Young Award. 11 starts with these numbers is enough to make you say, maybe this guy has turned it around and going back to the 2021 season that many of us remember when he was second in Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, and the names you know, like Paul Skenes and Tarik Skubal, 2.13 ERA, 2.35. Of course, they're 25 starts, 23 starts, so they've got a legit sample size. But that's what he's doing right now. So he's looking. It's just really a pleasant surprise. I never expected this from him.
What's impressed me is there have been a couple of starts there where it was obvious he didn't have his best stuff, and he even commented on it after the game that he didn't have his best stuff, but he was able to get outs.
Yeah,
and that's what impresses me. When a pitcher goes out there with his best stuff and he can dominate you, okay, you're a major leaguer. But when a pitcher can go out there without his best stuff and he works and he finds a way and he comes out and you look up, he went six innings, giving up two runs, and he struggled to do that, that's impressive to me.
You're right, because you want to see how people react when they don't have their best stuff. And that's always a sign of a good pitcher. Because you're not going to have it every outing. And we've seen other guys. Eflin's done that. When he has his best stuff, but he still wins and he still pitches well. And knowing you don't have it today. But he gets it done.
So. You know, when you go back to the dugout, the manager say, how you feel? Not good today, Skip. I can only give you six. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all you can give me? Six? We'll take it. You know, I know offensively, this whole year for me, like that has been Gunnar Henderson. Gunnar Henderson is not healthy. He's not healthy. I don't care what anyone says. That 14 home runs is just not – that core is just not right. But the fact that he can still have an 821 OPS and a 284 batting average with that tells me I'm impressed by that.
Yeah.
He's able to do something else and give you everything he has without being 100%.
Yeah, I mean, he's still leading the team and on base percentage, batting average, on base percentage, RBI hits. I mean, he's leading every offensive category. The only one he wasn't was home runs and scores, Laureano. Had it and is gone. And Mullins.
Is he leading the team in triples too? Gunnar? He has four triples. Is that the league?
Let's see. He's got four. Yeah, looks like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it should be up there in stolen bases as well. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. And I think he just went ahead of Jorge Mateo, which is funny because Mateo's been out forever.
It's kind of sad. I mean, that's how bad this team has been stealing bases.
You know, collectively, though, look at the total stolen bases, Ed. They have a pretty – it's almost like it's balance. Yeah. They have a pretty impressive number of stolen bases. They just don't have one impressive person.
Ain't that balanced. If I'm looking at it, it's Mullins 14, Henderson 16, Mateo 14. Then it's like Cowser 6, Carlson 3, 2, 1, 1, 1. So it's three guys really carry the load there.